Jack Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show. It's here that we provide entertaining real estate investment advice, or at least we try to. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, here broadcasting this week from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill makes fun of you. No. Today, Jill and I talk about money well spent, or what you should probably be spending money on in your business and maybe not spending money on.
Oh, I have a lot to say about this. I don't think it just pertains to business, Jack. I have to tell you.
Me too.
I read this topic and I'm like, this is for me. So
I'm gonna push the mic away and go ahead, let you have it.
Oh, this is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to this topic. Good.
So what do you think? Okay, good. So I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions.
I'm not going to get into it right now. No, I'm saving it.
Right.
I have a lot of things I want to share, and I'm saving it for the good part of the show I can just kind of let loose.
Right. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Exactly. We want to get this out of the way so I can share what I have to say. So
let's get this show out of the way.
That's right.
So we can go make some
Are you done yet? Are we done yet? Okay. Paul W. writes, hello, everyone. My name is Paul. I currently live in Central North Carolina and work as a commercial construction superintendent. I signed up for the Cash Flow from Land program back in August and am finally getting rolling to get my first mailer. Lots of going on in the past several weeks. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who regularly contributes here. This is a great community because its members are so active. I've been gleaning as much as I can and hope to be able to bring some value back in as I learn. I'm getting ready to set up my first mailer within the next day. See you all around. Oh,
isn't that cool?
That's really nice.
Jill and I, all kidding aside, get one or two of these things a week in our personal inboxes. And it just amazes me that we have such a good group of people. Not a week goes by that I don't sit around and say, you know, people really complain about customers and they complain about employees. I cannot believe how smart this group of people that we have, both who work for us and
our community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just truly appreciative, and they're getting out of it what I intended right from the very beginning.
Well, you know what, Jack? It proves that what you put out there, you will get back.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I set out to have a really sharp group of serious, like-minded investors to share what we have and work with. And that's exactly what happened. So,
why do you think that is, Jill?
We put that out there. Because you know why? Because we walk around, you know, I'll tell you why. Thank you for asking, Jack. I sound like you. I'll tell you why. So, because you and I walk around not holding back. You and I walk around telling the truth, good or bad, not keeping secrets, you know, whatever, and just really sincerely helping people. So what does that mean? Now everybody helps everybody. I mean, that's the group. Well, how we act is how they act, and it just spreads. I mean, we could have a group of, you know, can you imagine if you and I walked around like, I don't know. I could tell you this, but that cost, you know, that's for the next level. You got to pay or who knows, whatever. You know what I mean?
There's a secret.
Oh, there's a secret county, but that's for us, not for you.
Cough, you know, up a little more dough.
Could you imagine then everybody in our community would be doing that with each other and then so on and so on and so on?
Yeah.
Because that would be, that's just, you know, the way it is, but that's not the right thing. So, and more importantly, once you learn that if you're upfront and honest, you know, it's kind of like even when you're just raising your kids, we tell our kids, you know, if you screw up, just come to me and say you screwed up. You know what I mean? Don't hide it and don't brush it under the rug. Be honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're upfront and honest, people are going to be upfront and honest with you back. And man, you're going to get so ahead,
right?
So far ahead, so much faster. It's great life advice.
Yeah,
and that's probably why you're listening to this show. Just kidding.
There's probably other reasons too.
That, and you have time to kill in the car right now, but we won't go there. And there's nothing else on, and here we go. Nothing. No, just kidding. It's the first thing that popped up, and you were driving and you couldn't change the thing,
yeah,
so here you are.
The dial's broken.
That's right.
Today's topic, money well spent. This is the meat of the show. Jill, what do you think you should spend money on and really just not spend money on to be successful in business and in your life.
Okay. Well, I was looking at it from life first. What do you invest in? You invest in yourself. You invest in education. You invest in your people around you. You invest in things that make you secure and your family secure and that kind of stuff. What you don't invest in is the latest trend, that car because the guy next door got one or the guy at the office has one. You don't invest in a mortgage you can't afford because you're trying to keep up with the Joneses because that's what you were told you're supposed to do. You don't invest in the latest and greatest things for your child or your pet because you think you need to. That stuff doesn't matter.
Right.
That doesn't matter. Did that properly spell it out for you?
Yeah, and I think that, more specific, that's perfect, great life advice. Okay. But I think there's real specific things in business that you need to not spend money on.
Okay, now let's bring it to the business level. You're starting your own business. So what do you spend money on? Again, education a little bit, because you're going to get that back. If I started out right now, like saying, I'm going to be an insurance agent and just blindly went into it, that would be, I'm sure I would, make a lot of mistakes. And why would I do that? Why wouldn't I just get aligned with someone who's been doing it for 10, 20 years, whatever, who can show me the ropes and save me a lot of time and money? I mean, even if it's just mentoring, I find somebody to be my mentor kind of thing, I would do that. That would totally pay off. So I'd spend money on that and then take it down to the level. What level do you want to bring it down to? Where do you want to go?
Well, I think in the beginning of your career, you have, the only resource you have is your own time. Mm-hmm. And so how you use that time really yields how much equity you will eventually generate. And then after a while, you have another resource. You only really have two resources, time and equity or money. And in the beginning, most of us,
it's time.
It's just time. So you spend that time to maximize getting equity. Mm-hmm. And then you leverage that equity for the rest of your career. We're at that point now, mm-hmm, to make it make sense. So if you look at anybody who's ever done really well, that's exactly what they've done. And they'll almost tell you, I mean, almost just about anyone I can think of has done incredibly well. They didn't have expendable time. They had to really micromanage it and make good choices.
It's so funny.
Education.
I didn't think this was going to be about time, but it really is about time. At the end of the day, you're right. You and I and every successful person out there, they have to stand back and go, what should I invest my time in right now? What's a good use of my time?
Who should I be hanging out with that's going to maximize my time and my revenue?
Or what project should I be investing? Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's not investing money-wise, it's investing my time in. Like, all right, if I spend 2 weeks on this, is this a good use of my 2 weeks? What am I going to get out of it at the end of 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years?
Did you ever hear that phrase, do it on your own time?
Yeah.
To go do that on your own time. What does that mean? So
I don't even know what that means.
Well, whose time am I on right now? Yeah. Well, I'm on my employer's time. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? If I'm an employee, mm-hmm, I've always asked myself this from minute one. If I'm in an employee situation where I'm working for somebody, I better darn be learning something good for myself. Most unhappy people.
Well, that's a good point.
The most unhappy people I've ever met from a financial standpoint are ones who are stuck, golden handcuffs. They're stuck working for somebody else.
They're not really
learning anything, and they've got a lot of bills. Mm-hmm. So you got to get out of that lickety split.
Yeah, you're right.
That's going to only end one way, and it's with nothing and crying with your hands in your face.
Oh, jeez. In line at the post office.
Just like at the end of every show that you listen to with us.
In line somewhere.
With your head. Just head in your hands.
Slumped over. Sitting at a traffic light, crying.
Jill puts herself to sleep every night.
Slumped, yes. My head in my hands. I wasted another day.
You only waste 30 minutes listening to this show.
Oh, my gosh. I waste all day. Oh, no, no, no.
So I subscribe to the whole Bill Gates... The Bill Gates, who's the guy that owns that sports team that runs Shark Tank?
Mark Cuban.
And Mark Cuban concept, where when you're really young and your time is your own, you get out of school or you're in school and you have no expenses, just keep it that way. Work on stuff that you want to work on. Keep your expenses as close to zero.
You know, my dad told me that and I didn't listen to him. And all I wanted to do was make money because I wanted to spend money. But I remember my dad saying, knock it off. Just be a kid right now and, you know, get good grades. Don't rush it. I remember mm-hmm. him saying that. And I'm like, oh, poo-poo, he doesn't know, like every kid does. So, but no, he's right, you know, and soak it all in, you know?
You have to spend money on, this is the point here, you have to spend money on education in some way. And you may be lucky enough, if you're one of the lucky few, to work with somebody and they pay you to learn. Mm-hmm. I have a person who's working for me right now who says that to me every day.
He does.
He says, thank you for teaching. I'm learning so much at this job. So
he did. He said that to me the other day. He talked about, I never knew how to do X. Linux?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I think it was.
PHP. So it's all, for him, it's IT. And that's great because we need IT people.
He's like, I love what I'm learning here. I'm like, thank you. Can you learn a little faster? Just kidding.
Stuff that you shouldn't.
Just kidding. totally kidding.
I don't think you are.
No, he's really fast. Actually, you know what's funny about that person? I told him to slow down.
I know.
I said, it's cool. Chill. Take your time. Nail it. And it's awesome. It's all good.
Jill doesn't hold IT very high in her list. She's like, can you just paint a column?
That's not true. Do you think so? Yeah. Really? Oh, no. I don't feel that way.
I have a lot more patience than you
do. I don't. You know what? Because I do expect things. I understand that. Well, you know what, Jack? The flip side's true. There's things that I have irrational expectations of, as do probably everyone. There's going to be something that you don't really understand that you're like, why is this taking so long? It comes easy to me, or whatever it is, you know, or you don't even know what's going on behind the scenes. That's the reality. So we all have to chill out.
I don't have any patience for
oh boy, here goes. There's a laundry list here. Yeah, life.
Get comfortable.
Kids. Oh my gosh, shopping. Driving in a car.
Patience for whining customers and people that don't know what they want and expect you to like read their mind and solve their problem. But we have, fortunately, we have a staff that.
So you don't have to.
We have a staff that is really patient about that stuff. Have you noticed that? Well, yes. You run that whole thing. So
I do. Yeah, and you know, we're most patient with each other.
They should just call this a Jack and Jill therapy show.
I know. So here's my thing. So this whole money well spent topic is really not about money at all. It's really time.
Okay, so fast forward to our age and our career. What should we spend money on and what shouldn't we spend money on? Should only ever spend money to make more money.
I like to spend money on experiences, not things.
Yeah, but that's not work.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to talk fun, but that's okay.
Yeah, I don't care. I absolutely agree. I don't care about... No,
stop. I don't care about
that. I don't care about material stuff at all.
True.
I mean, you can walk in and buy a TV that for $500, you can walk in and buy or $5,000.
Right.
I will always choose a $500 TV.
Exactly. Isn't that funny?
But I will buy a first-class ticket on an airplane.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if it's if the same numbers, 500 or 5,000, I will.
And you're going to arrive at the same time.
Yep. I will. What's your thing
that
like
was
that?
My whole point. You know, you're not going to get there any faster based on where you sit.
I don't know why that is.
I know.
I guess everybody's got their stuff.
I understand that. Everybody does have their stuff.
Okay, let's play the ask a question game. Ready?
Okay, ready.
Business cards.
No.
IT talent.
Yes.
Office space.
No.
Employee talent.
Yes.
Educating employees.
Yes. Number
phone
ding,
system.
Ding, ding. Yes.
I agree with that too. I disagreed with it for a while, but we put a new phone system in and it's nice.
Thank you.
Is it making us more money?
Fought for that. Yes, it is.
I agree with you. I did not think, you know, that's a battle. You were right from the beginning.
I did.
It's such expensive.
Thank you.
It's worth it.
It is worth it. Sometimes you get what you pay for.
What else? I mean, honestly, everybody's looking to us to say
computers.
Yeah, you should got to spend some money on that.
Monitors, equipment,
all that. Should always have multiple monitors.
Where you live.
Comfortable workspace.
Where you live.
Yeah, you know, that's important for a lot of reasons, but if I were living by myself in a vacuum, it would be a heck of a lot less important than if I were with you and with children.
Thank you.
I could live in an RV and be
what you drive.
Happy. I'm not concerned about that as much anymore. I have old classic cheap cars. And I'm really happy with that.
Cheap, but we'll call them old classic cars. Their value. You know what? I want to say this. This is really good. This is the way you roll, Jack and I. And I didn't know about this until you taught me. There's a point where the car can't go down anymore. You know what I mean? So you know you're going to get out what you put into the investment. And I kind of like that. You know, it hits a level where it's not going to go lower.
Yeah.
And so I think that makes sense versus driving it off the lot where we know what's going to happen really fast.
Yeah, if we have to talk about that.
And we know in 5 years it's really going to be a lot less, you know, kind of thing. So versus you have a classic car and it's taken care of and it's maintained and the engine works great and you don't drive it a lot, you know, maybe you're a daily driver, but you don't drive it a whole lot.
It's a law of diminishing returns.
That's what that's called. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. I think we've beat this to death.
I think so, too.
Join us tomorrow, where we discuss how you can't find good help anymore. It's kind of different than what we just said.
Mm-hmm. And we answer your question, should you have one, post it on jackjill.com, our online community. So please put some stuff there.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That was fun.
It was.
I like playing do we spend money on a game? Do we not spend money on a game? And you know what? It's really funny going into this show. I was thinking, okay, I'm thinking of all, like, we wrapped up with the business expenses, and I was thinking in life expenses. So I really thought that's how the direction the show would go. But when you made the comment about time, I'm like, that's the most important, because your time, whatever you spend your time on to learn about, to make money and go forward with, it comes back to the time. It's what you chose.
I read an article recently.
What if I chose to be a doctor and I'm spending all my time in school learning to be a doctor? It's not really so much about the money. I mean, it is. That's expensive. But it's even more about my time.
I just read an article of this exact topic. And it said, here's a list of schools that have the highest return for your money. So you pay all this tuition. And then you graduated from a name brand school that I'm going to list them. And here's the schools that provide the greatest return.
All right.
What do you think's number one?
Is it like Harvard?
Yeah, it is Harvard.
I say Harvard, Stanford, Columbia.
Yep.
I mean,
and it's all the name brand schools that we all bash.
Mm-hmm.
But it carries some version of, you know, and they looked at it for the first 10 years out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And those name brand schools, do you get a better education there? I doubt it. I honestly doubt it. Do you meet some high-powered people that are going to run stuff in life? Probably. And that's where I think the value is.
Oh, the connection?
The guy that you're living in a dorm with the first couple of years at Harvard is probably going to be somebody. And so are you, probably. You know?
Isn't that where Woz and... Where did Woz and Steve Jobs meet?
I'm not sure about Steve Jobs. I know that Bill Gates left there. I know Zuckerberg left there. They didn't graduate.
But they made connections there.
Yeah, I mean, Steve Jobs was so connected as a teenager, so connected and understood so well how to leverage investment banking capital and private investment money.
And where did he learn that?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know. I haven't studied Steve Jobs the way I've studied Bill Gates.
Uh-huh.
But it's all time in the beginning. Steve Jobs had this vision. He was smart enough to say, you know what? I am not an IT programmer, so to speak. I'm going to use my time to find money and use my time to find talent and then just put it all together and manage it. Manage it like, and ended up being a crazy man to his death.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Gates, where he said, there's a point of diminishing returns, like we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm no longer effective as a CEO. I'm a much better philanthropist.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, you're bored. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. No, I love it. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You've mastered that.
No, keep going. Keep going. No, I want you to finish your point.
No, that's it.
Is there a point?
Yeah, the point is, you know, you have to manage your time and manage the resources that you have incredibly well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you...
I'm going to do that on the
oh my gosh.
On our call. Uh-huh. Yeah, next.
Welcome to my life.
No, finish it. Do you have no, to man- that was it?
That's it.
Oh, boy.
Sit here for Whew. Examples all day.
Let me save everyone here. Share the fun.
This is what she does. She says, oh, no, finish. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I want to hear what you... I'm genuinely... That's what goes on. That's my whole life.
Well, that was a beautiful story. Thank you, Stuart. Please share if you like these beautiful stories. Subscribe on iTunes and you can hear more beautiful stories while you're at it. Rate us there. We are Jack.
Unfortunately for you, you can't unsubscribe on iTunes, I don't think.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, you can. Hey, we are Jack and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.